From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities are said to be looking into whether the 23-year-old Nigerian man who tried to blow up a passenger jet over Detroit had ties with al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen. Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab is widely reported to have told investigators about such a link, but intelligence officials say they are still running down his claims. The Justice Department has charged Abdulmutallab with attempting to blow up the plane on Christmas Day. The foiled attack has prompted additional security screenings for U.S. airline passengers. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The suspect, Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was on a flight from Amsterdam, and as the plane approached Detroit, fellow passengers say he went to the bathroom for about 20 minutes. According to the criminal complaint, he then said he felt sick and pulled a blanket over himself. Passengers then heard a pop, saw flames, and tackled the man. An FBI analysis found that a device strapped to his leg contained a high explosive known as PETN. Passengers on U.S.-bound international flights faced stricter security measures, including body searches and new limits on hand baggage. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said such measures were designed to be unpredictable. She also advised domestic passengers to allow more time for added screening. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Storms from Texas to the upper Midwest that dumped up to 2 feet of snow in some areas are subsiding, but blowing and drifting snow still hamper visibility in many areas. Interstate 80 in Nebraska has been reopened, but conditions in the northeastern part of the state have prompted several motorists to abandon their vehicles. However, state police say they don't think anyone is stranded. In the east, higher temperatures and rain are washing away last week's record-setting snowfalls, threatening the region with flooding. Despite warnings from the Iranian government not to turn a religious holiday into anti-government demonstrations, protesters clashed with police. That's according to opposition websites. NPR's Deborah Amos has been monitoring developments from Istanbul, Turkey.
Reformist websites have issued a stream of reports and pictures throughout the day with details of clashes between Iranian police and demonstrators. The reports can't be independently confirmed because outside media is prohibited by the government from covering street protests. The reformers, known as the Green Movement, have called for rallies during public events, and spontaneous groups chant anti-government slogans in crowds gathered for one of the biggest religious holidays of the year. This year, the holiday Ashura coincides with the mourning period for Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri, a revered religious figure. He challenged the authority of the ruling mullahs and during the June elections called the vote a fraud. Authorities cracked down on mourners at his funeral last week, but the Green Movement has continued to defy the government. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. In Asia, people have been remembering one of history's worst natural disasters. It was 5 years ago Saturday that 230,000 people in 13 countries were killed by the Indian Ocean tsunami. In Thailand, thousands of Buddhist monks marched and chanted, and thousands in Indonesia's hard-hit Aceh province held prayer services at mosques and beside mass graves. The advertising industry is facing a tough new year stemming from the economic crisis. Analysts expect little increase in advertising dollars for 2010, and NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
The advertising industry tends to lag behind when it comes to the economy, and it took a while for the recession to catch up with Madison Avenue. Over the past year, the money spent on advertising in the U.S. dropped around 13%. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. It also reported the money earned from ads dropped even more, 15%. Much of this fallout came from problems in traditional media, newspapers and magazines folding and cutting budgets. So next year, advertisers are expected to focus on the internet with new intensity. Expect to see more television commercials that drive eyeballs to the web and less spending in print and radio. Analysts say the best the ad industry can hope for is a leveling off of the decline. Any possible increase will be minuscule, less than 1%. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The Roman Catholic cardinal who suffered a fractured hip when a woman jumped a security barrier during Christmas Eve services at St. Peter's Basilica is expected to undergo surgery Sunday. The cardinal was injured when the woman ran at Pope Benedict and succeeded in pulling him to the floor. She's described as having psychiatric problems. This is NPR News.